Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him out, Connery.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
We start the Splash for Friday, February 26th. Three-game road trip starting tonight for the Phoenix Suns in Chicago against the Bulls. Suns have won 12 of their last 15 games, but of course still smarting from that painful three-point loss to Charlotte on Wednesday night. The Bulls, 15-16, seventh in the Eastern Conference, but they're playing good basketball. They won three straight, five of their last six. Tip-off is at 6. Pre-game coverage starts right here at 5:30 on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
And so the journey continues. What's next? What is the encore of the latest loss? We'll find out tonight.
Yes.
They're playing, like you said, they're playing a team that is strung together some good basketball.
They have. Speaking of that painful loss to Charlotte, the league's last two-minute report was released yesterday afternoon, and yes, they conceded that Gordon Hayward did indeed foul Devin Booker on his last-second potential game-tying three-point attempt. Of course, the foul wasn't called. Suns took the loss. It's the second time this season the Suns got the day after mea culpa from NBA officials, the first time on a missed traveling call on Jamal Murray's game-tying three-pointer back on January 23rd. A game the Suns would lose by 8 in double overtime. The last two-minute report has not been the Suns' friend this year.
And think of the drama that referee robbed the basketball world for Devin Booker to be placed on the line to have to hit three consecutive free throws to get to overtime the game after the whole All-Star flap had broken loose.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Denying us of that.
Right. Here's what I think would have happened. Book would have made all three free throws. He would have started yapping even fiercer and harder at the Charlotte bench. Got teed up for a second time. They'd shoot a free throw. They would have won the game by one.
0.8 seconds.
That's what would have happened.
Technical.
That would have been the final show of disrespect to Devin Booker.
Russell Wilson hasn't demanded a trade from the Seattle Seahawks, but according to reports, he does have a four-team list of teams he'd like to play for if something were to happen. Isn't that like saying, look, Ciara, you're my wife. I'm not asking for a divorce, but just know that if one of these four women is interested in me, I'm leaving.
I will be relocating there.
Adam Schefter of ESPN reported yesterday that Wilson has the Saints,
Bears, Raiders, and Cowboys. Kate Upton.
Are we going current or just like all-time all-star team?
Probably all-time.
Who would you leave your imaginary wife for right now?
How much time do we got?
The imaginary Margot Robbie is probably at the top.
Jennifer Aniston in her prime. She'd be high on the list.
Jarrett, you got nothing to offer us, huh?
I would.
We know, Jarrett.
Coyotes looking for their third straight win tonight as they host the Colorado Avalanche, the first of back-to-back games at Gila River Arena. The first meeting between the two teams since the Avs knocked the Coyotes out of the Stanley Cup playoffs, rather rudely, by the way, in five games last August. Face-off is at 7 o'clock. You can see it on Fox Sports Arizona Plus. ASU gets another win over Washington last night, this time much closer. Remy Martin, 31 points. Kamani Lawrence, 21 points and 20 rebounds.
Yeah.
First ASU player since Mike Batiste to accomplish that. Shorthanded Sun Devils beat the Huskies 80-72. They're getting hot at the right time.
The miracle in Vegas is about to happen, brother. The miracle in Vegas.
Remy Martin is playing.
It's about to happen.
His backside off right now.
Right.
And they need it because they don't have any players. They had the starting five and like one sub that was a scholarship player.
Wouldn't that be that would be a fun team to get behind, wouldn't it? A team that just really kind of punted during the regular season.
And put it together.
And then became the classic team nobody wants to face.
Yeah.
And then just stopped losing. Yeah,
Arizona,
I'll stop dreaming.
It's nice. Arizona beat Washington State 69-53 down in Tucson. Those Washington schools will swap opponents this weekend. GCU visits Seattle University tonight at 7. And the D-backs open up Cactus League play on Sunday afternoon at Salt River Fields against Colorado at 1:10. Manager Torrey Lovello hasn't announced his lineup or pitchers yet. Maybe he'll do that when he appears on our show later today. But you can hear the game here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And other good news for the D-backs, veteran catcher Steven Vogt returned to the team after testing positive earlier in the spring for COVID-19. There we go.
Cactus League Baseball on Sunday.
Amazing, isn't it? It's here.
You have a good play ball call for us?
You're kind of putting me on the spot here.
Sorry about that.
I would have
kind of have to.
If we were doing the show in Atlanta.
MJ used to have a great play ball call, but MJ used to be an umpire.
Oh,
did he?
He
used to do Little League games.
I never knew this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He subjected himself to that.
The treatment
yeah.
from parents?
Yeah.